今天我们要跟大家一起来思想一个题目，就是神在我们生命中的旨意。
Today we want to consider the topic of God's will for our life.
当然上个星期呢，我们跟大家一起思想了这个基甸的祷告。
And last week we studied together the prayer of Gideon.
那么我想下周呢，我要跟大家一起思想这个雅各与神的摔跤。
And next week, I want to study with all together Jacob wrestling with God.
这个我们讲的是叙述文，或者讲的是如何明白一个，如何研究一个故事。
And we were talking about this being a narrative and how do we actually interpret a story.
所以上次我们跟大家思想了，我们讲故事都有它的一定的结构。
And we were saying last week that a story will always have its own structure.
就好像我们在读诗书信的时候，总是有一个开头问候，然后结束的时候有一个祝福，中间就是它的故事的重心。
And we speak of, for example, epistles will begin with the greeting and will end with a blessing, and in between would be the content.
所以我们在跟大家研究的时候，我现在跟大家上周跟大家提的时候呢，我们要注意到故事有故事的这个结构。
And so last week when we were talking about narrative, we were saying that there is a plot that we need to take note of in the story.
总是有一个开始，然后他们碰到问题，然后他们有采取一些行动，那么来到故事的高潮，那么这个问题怎么解决，就在高潮的时候解决之后再恢复平静。所有的故事都是有这样的一个结构。
And all stories will have such a structure with a beginning, and then there will be a problem whenThey have a rising action towards solving the problem in the climax, and after that there will be a falling action back to normal again.
所有旧约的学者、专家、scholar 都知道，而且都有这样的介绍。
And all Old Testament scholars would know this, and they would introduce the narratives this way.
所以我们在读这个故事的时候，我们要注意这个结构。
So when we are reading a narrative or a story, we need to pay attention to the plot or the movement.
而且在我们当中有一位这个以前在这个伯利教书的姐妹，她也是在教这个故事的内容。
And we have a sister who used to teach in Polytechnic, and she actually would be teaching this kind of structure as well.
所以这个是非常普遍。如果你对诗歌对于这个故事的内容怎么样写故事呢？凡是读文学的都知道这个是它的结构。
And those who study literature would be taking note of the so-called structure of a narrative.
所以在书信的时候呢，我们讲的分法呢，就是有章、一章、两章，然后有段落，然后呢我们有句子，然后我们研究的是它的文法。
And in epistles, we pay attention to the chapters, the paragraphs, the sentences, and the grammar.
那么重点是我们要注意那个我们研究的时候呢，注意就是那个逻辑的思维。
And when interpreting epistles, we have to pay attention to the logical flow of thought.
但是来到我们讲叙述文的时候呢，我们注意要看的是它的人物、它的这个场景，然后它的情节，还有它的主题。
But when we are looking at narratives, we need to pay attention to the characters, the setting, the plot, and the theme of the story.
所以我们在注意的时候，当我们看的时候，特别我这样跟你解释是要提醒你，我们下周在看雅各跟神摔跤的时候，每一个 scene, 每一个场景都是一个 chapter, 或者是一个 paragraph. 你这样的话，你就懂得怎么样研究这个故事。
And I'm saying this by way of reminder, so that next week when we look at Jacob wrestling with God, we would be paying attention to the different scenes, because each scene is like a chapter.
所以当我们在看一个故事一天、第二天、第三天的时候，你要知道它如何发展，然后整个的情节那个 plot 是一个有一个出现一个问题，出现一个高潮，然后才结束。
And as we look at what happened in the story over a few days, and day one, and day two, and day three, and each day presents a new scene which actually puts together the plot, and finally we want to look at the rising action and then be understanding the theme of the story.
所以当他讲到那个人物的时候，你要知道那个人物的名字、人物的叙述、他的physical physics， 他的身体结构啊等等。 你在形容他，他通常通过这些来表达一个意思。
And even when it's about a character, a certain character, and his name, the meaning of his name, the description of his physique or his appearance, all this actually lends details to the theme of the story.
然后来到主题的时候，通常都是在他们的对话，或者从一个角度去看整件事情的发展，我们就知道他的目的是什么。
And when we come to the theme of the story, we will need to look at the dialogue between the characters and from which point of view they approach the situation, and then we will understand what's the theme.
所以书信很注意逻辑的思维，但是来到这个故事或者叙述文的时候，我们是要看出他感情上面的回应，这个是在情感上面的一种回应。
And if the epistles would be actually getting us to think through the logical flow of thought, when it comes to interpreting narratives, we want to know how this story evokes an emotional response from the readers.
所以我这样告诉你是提醒你，而且先让你知道，下一周我们在看这个雅各与神摔跤的时候呢，你去默想这一周。 想他的人物、他的场景、他的情节、他的主题，这样当我们讲的时候，你就有预备了。And
I say this by way of reminder, because next week as we look at how Jacob wrestled with God, I hope that all of us will read through the story this week and ponder upon the characters and why they will have said certain things, so that you are prepared for the next sermon.
所以上一周我们讲基甸的祷告，其实下一周应该是指雅各的祷告。
And last week we talked about Gideon's prayer. Actually, the coming week is more on Jacob's prayer.
所以让我盼望大家有预备，然后呢，当我们在讲的时候，你就会明白。So
I hope that we will all come prepared and be able to understand when I preach that sermon.
今天呢，我们要大家讲一个我们非常熟悉的，算是一个reminder 或者是一个提醒，有关神要我们在生命中。 如何生活？
And today we want to look at a topic that we are all very familiar with, and this is by way of reminder that we want to know what is God's will for our lives.
这个算是我们在我们这个很忙碌的生活当中，我们今天要讲的并不新鲜，大家都很熟悉，所以算是一个提醒。
And indeed, as we go about our busyness of life, this is not a new topic, but it is a reminder.
让我们来回想一下，神对教会的旨意是什么呢？第一呢，我们跟大家讲过，不过这个是算是提醒。我们从神对教会的旨意是，神要我们敬拜神，那么神要我们装备信徒，神要我们传扬福音，然后神要我们持守真道。
And we talked about God's will for the church before, that God wants us to exhort Him, to worship Him, to edify the saints and build them up, to evangelize the world and preach the gospel to them, and to be entrenched in the word, which is to defend the truth.
这个就是我们整个教会应该有的这个追求的方向。
And this is the will of God for the church.
那么讲到神对于我们每一个人的生命的旨意是什么呢？
But what is God's will for each individual life?
大家可能已经听过了，这个就是麦克阿瑟牧师有六个这个 S， 这个六个 S 就是说呢，就是要人人得救，要圣灵被圣灵充满，要有圣洁的生活，要学习顺服，然后呢，要有受制，就受苦的心智，最后呢，要常常感恩。And
then when it comes to God's will for our lives, some of you might have heard this being preached before or read about it. This is from John MacArthur's sermon, that God wants us to be saved, wants us to be spirit-filled and to be sanctified and submissive to authority, to be suffering and also to be saying thanks.
当然这个观这个角度去看呢是很好，这个是很有帮助。
And this indeed is a very good way to look at it, and it is extremely helpful.
但是我个人觉得这个清单呢，没有给我一个焦点，也没有给我一个方向感。
But personally, I find that this list doesn't give me a focal point nor a direction.
所以呢，我就跟他改了一改。So
I changed it a little.
所以我会很快的跟大家讲，我们我用他的这个清单呢是稍微我改，然后呢，然后我才跟大家解释为什么。
And I actually used this list and made some modification of my own. And I'm giving you all the points before I explain them to you.
所以这个呢，我们算是一个提醒大家，我们在生命中，我们在生活中如何来顺服神的旨意。
And this will tell us how we ought to obey God's will in our lives.
所以我的六个清单呢，六个人数是第一，也是一样，人人必须要得救。第二呢，我们要过一个圣洁的生活。第三呢，我们要勤劳殷勤的读圣经。第四呢，我们要常常侍奉。第五呢，我们要珍惜现在。第六呢，我们要等候主来。
And so in my list here, it's also 6S. And of course, to be saved, that's very important, to be sanctified. And the third is to study the scripture. The fourth is to be involved in service. And the fifth, savoring the present. And the sixth is to be ready for the second coming of Christ.
所以前面几个大家很熟，但是最后呢，后面两个很可能大家想知道那是什么东西。
And you might be more familiar with the first few elements, but last few you might not know what it is.
但是我想重点是我们让你先回忆，我们应该会复习一下我们应该要做什么，到最后才讲最后两个。
And so let's first remind ourselves what we need to do before we look at the last two.
所以神的旨意是什么？他要我们每一个人都得救。
God's will is that He wants each and every individual to be saved.
当然提摩太前书2章3到4节，神的意思是要他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Of course, from 1 Timothy 2 verses 3 to 4, that it is pleasing the sight of our God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以主耶稣降临的意思就是要我们从罪中拯救出来，不需要面对审判，要为来拯救这个，使我们回到神那里。
And the purpose of Christ coming to earth is to save us so that we might no longer remain in sin and that we can come to God.
如果你坐在这里一段时间，我相信你是得救的，不过你还是要检查自己的心，到底是不是真的得救。
If you've been here with us for a while now, I would want to believe that you are saved, but please do examine yourselves to see if you are saved.
彼得后书3章9节，主所应许的还是没有成就，不是因为他单言，乃是他要宽容所有的人，不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
所以主的意思是要每一个人，每一个坐在这里的人都得救。
So the Lord's will is that every person seated here need to be saved.
所以我们必须要检查是不是真的得救。
So we want to examine ourselves to see if we are indeed saved.
主耶稣在路加福音19章10节，人子来是要拯救世上的人。
Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
所以这些都是很熟悉的经文，约翰福音3章17节，神。 神差他儿子来降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
那么当然最重要的是提摩太前书1章15节，他说耶稣降世为要拯救世人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。那么保罗说在罪人当中他就是一个罪魁。
And 1 Timothy 1:15, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost.
这些我们都很熟悉,
we are familiar with all this.
所以第一点呢, 神要我们人人都得救,
and so the first point, God's will is that every individual be saved.
然后第二呢, 神不但要我们得救, 而且他要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Secondly, not only does God want to save us, He also wants us to live sanctified lives.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节, 神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁, 原必灵行。
1 Thessalonians 4:3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
所以圣洁的意思就是要分别为圣, 要从世人当中分别出来成为圣洁, 所以我们不可以犯罪, 而且我们要劝弟兄姐妹好好的在神面前过一个圣洁的生活, 偶然被罪恶所胜人, 我们要悔改, 回到神里面。
To be sanctified also means to be holy or to be set apart so that we are different from the world and we are no longer living in sin. But if we occasionally is overcome by sin, we need to quickly repent and to come back to God. So God's will is that we live a sanctified life.
希伯来书12章14节说你们要追求与众人和睦，而且呢要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Hebrews 12:14, strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
所以你看到吗? 我们必须要圣洁, 而且我们要劝大家在这方面多多努力。
So we need to be sanctified and we need to encourage everyone to be diligent in this area.
加拉太书我们刚刚讲过了, 加拉太书提到圣福音的原因, 福音的这个结果就是 耶稣基督照着父神的旨意来 为我们的罪舍己, 目的是要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。
And we've just preached through the book of Galatians, and we have read in Galatians 1:3 that the gospel is actually about Jesus Christ who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
所以我们必须要脱离罪恶。
So we need to overcome evil.
约翰一书5章18节说, 凡从神生的就不犯罪, 凡神生的要保守自己, 那么恶者就不能够害他。
1 John 5:18, we know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him.
所以我们要彼此劝勉, 彼此劝诫, 记得吗? 不要过圣洁的生活, 不要犯罪。
So we need to encourage one another and to exhort one another to remember and to not live a life of sin.
约翰一书三章六节说, 凡住在他里面的就不犯罪, 凡犯罪的是未曾看见他, 也未曾认识他。
1 John 3:6, no one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him.
那么3章8节他说, 犯罪的是魔, 这个属魔鬼的, 因为鬼魔从起初就犯罪, 神的儿子就显出来, 是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
1 John 3:8, whoever makes the practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil.
你看到主耶稣出生降生, 目的是要除去罪恶, 所以我们不允许罪继续存在我们里面, 我们必须要学习过一个成圣的生活。
So the Lord Jesus became man and came to earth in order to save us from our sins so that we will no longer live in sin.
所以3章9节这么说, 凡从神的就不犯罪, 因为神的道存在他里面, 他也不能犯罪, 因为他是由神生的, 从此就可以认出谁是神的儿子, 谁是魔鬼的儿女。
And 1 John 3:9 says, no one born of God makes the practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and it is from here that it is evident who are the children of God.
所以提多书这么说, 他为我们舍了自己, 要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶, 又接近我们, 特作他的子民, 热心为善。
Titus 2:14 also tells us that he gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works.
所以你看到吗? 这里我们很快的在做复习, 所以很快我用很多经文 提醒你这个是神的话。
And we are doing a revision here, so very quickly I want to use many passages to remind you that this is the word of God.
神的旨意是什么呢？神的旨意是要我们人人都得救，我们人人都过圣洁的生活，而且第三呢，我们要殷勤的读圣经。
And so God's will for our lives is that every man be saved and everyone be sanctified and everyone study the scripture.
我们在这个我们的弟兄会里面呢，我们已经开始要用三个月读圣经一遍。
And in the brothers, the men's fellowship, we are already on our path to finish reading the New Testament in 3 months.
稍微提醒一下，下周六，是我们弟兄的这个聚会时间。
And just a reminder that this coming Saturday is our time for the men's fellowship.
是6:58.
6:58 a.m.
那么，我们当中呢，我们要用三个月把新约读一遍。
And among us, we have agreed we will read through the New Testament in 3 months.
当然不只是弟兄，姐妹也可以参加。
Of course, the sisters can also participate in this exercise.
但是让我告诉你，我们的弟兄 Uncle Robert 呢已经读完一遍了。
But let me tell you, our brother Uncle Robert has already finished reading the New Testament once.
所以他已经读完了，你们年轻人，你们在做什么？
And if he has already finished, then what are the young people doing?
所以我要鼓励你们多多的这个赶上来。
So I want to encourage you to catch up.
所以这个很重要。
This is crucial.
圣经里面主耶稣这么讲，主耶稣的祷告说：“求主你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。”
John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is."
刚才我们讲说神要我们圣洁，这样怎么圣洁呢？是用神的道使我们圣洁。
And we said that we need to be sanctified. How can we be sanctified? It is through the word of God.
所以神的话非常重要。
So God's word is extremely important.
所以那么我们在讲到我们的教会呢，你一定要记得这节圣经《使徒行传》20:32。他说，保罗说，我把你们交托与神和他恩惠的道，就是恩道，就是从这里来，恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，所以我们必须要有圣经，我们必须要好好读圣经，因为这个圣经呢，能够建立你们，使你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Acts 20:32, which is a verse that you should all memorize, because we have said many times before that the name of our church comes from this verse.Now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
那么神的话有什么好处呢？第一，它可以使我们有得救的智慧。我再说一遍，这个呼吸我们讲过了。
And let me say this again. We are actually revising this because we have gone through all these things before. What is the benefit of the word of God? Because it gives us the wisdom for salvation.
提摩太后书3:15，保罗告诉提摩太，他从小明白圣经，因为这个圣经使他有得救的智慧。
2 Timothy 3:15, Paul reminded Timothy that from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
我们为什么要读圣经呢？因为圣经就是神的话，就是神的，就是灵，就是生命。
Why do we read the Bible? That's because it is God's word and it is life.
第三呢，我们为什么读圣经呢？因为这个圣经呢，可以使我们渐长。在彼得前书2:1。一节他说，当我们要爱慕这个灵奶，这个灵奶可以使我们因此渐长。
And why do we study the scripture? That's because the word of God in 1 Peter 2:1 is like pure spiritual milk that by it we may grow up into salvation.
所以我们可以因着神的话，你要成长，你必须要读神的话。
So if you want to grow, you have to read or study the scripture.
那么再来呢，就是我们必须要成圣。怎么成圣呢？就是用神的话使我们成圣。
And we need to be sanctified. How? It is through the word of God.
所以这些就是神的话能够使到我们能够成圣，而且能够建立我们。
And so God's word is going to sanctify us, and it's going to build us up.
那么最后呢，我们不但是我们可以成圣，可以成长，而且呢，神的话可以使我们完全。
And not only that we might be sanctified and that we might be built up, but it will also make us complete.
提摩太后书三章十六节，我们大家非常熟悉的，他说：“圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、度责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。”
And of course, we are all familiar with 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is breathed out by God.And profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
所以我们必须要完整完全的时候呢，我们必须要多读神的话，学习我们就能够完整。
So if you want to be complete, you want to be mature, we need to study the scriptures more.
最后呢，我们要神的话，要听神的话，因为最后呢，主耶稣说。我不审判人，审判人的是什么？我所讲的道在末日要审判他。
And of course, we need to study the scripture because it is through the scripture or through the word of God that we will be judged. This is what Jesus said: The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day.
就好像我们学生要读书啊、我们要知道考试，我们要知道考什么。现在我们已经知道要考什么，要考神的话。
And just like students, we want to know what will be in the examination, what is the syllabus. And now we actually know that we will be tested on the word of God.
所以我们必须要好好读，因为我们知道神最后呢，要用他的话来审判我们。我们不但是读，而且行出来，按照神的旨意去行，我们必然得到神的称赞。
And so we need to not just study the word of God, but we also need to obey the words of the Bible, because we will be judged according to this word.
所以诗篇一百一十九篇十一节说：“我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。”
Psalm 119:11, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
所以我们避免犯罪呢，我们就要常常记得神的话。再来呢，就是因为我们的神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And if we want to avoid committing sin, we need to study the Bible often, and Psalm 119:105 also tells us, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
所以今天我们讲的是复习，很容易的，一下子就讲了很多点了。
And this is a revision, so it should be quite straightforward. That's why we can go through many points in a short time.
所以神的旨意是什么呢？神的旨意在我们身上就是要我们人人都得救，要我们过圣洁的生活。
So what is God's will for our lives? He wants everyone to be saved.Everyone to be sanctified.
那么神要我们常常读经，尽殷勤的读经。那么第四呢，他要我们常常的侍奉。
And he wants us to study the scripture often, and he also wants us to be serving often.
当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们懂得神的旨意。
After we read the Bible, we know God's will.
我们知道如何来讨神的喜悦。
We know how to please God.
那么来到这个。不但是读，我们还要有行动。那个行动就是啊，服事，要常常的奉这个侍奉。
Not only do we read, but we also need to act upon it, which is to serve.
那么当然有很多经文，我只是用了一些经文，罗马书十二章一节。
And there are many passages, but I'm going to use just a few.
罗马书十二章一节说：“所有弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上。”当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Romans 12:1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
你要知道，在旧约里面，他献的祭物是死的。
You must remember that in the Old Testament, the sacrificial animal is dead.
但是今天神要活的。
But today God wants a living sacrifice.
意思他不要死的祭物，他要活的祭物，就是我们要用我们的身体，用我们的生命去服侍主。
God does not want a dead animal to be sacrificed to Him. He wants us to be using our bodies, our lives to serve Him.
他说你们如此侍奉。
He says this is your spiritual worship.
啊，所以你看到吗？英文圣经用 spiritual worship， 他说这个侍奉这个字呢，就是敬拜的意思。
And actually, the English word translated here, worship, has the same meaning as service.
所以这个侍奉呢，就是说你要敬拜神，你必须要 服侍要去做一些事情，不是单单坐在这里听听到唱唱歌叫做敬拜服侍的，你必须要去服侍一个服侍神，是要去做一些事情，做一些事情来侍奉他。
In other words, worship actually means that it is active and you must do something to serve, and that is actually worship.
所以这个是活祭。
Worship is not just coming here and sitting down, listen to sermon and singing a few songs. So it involves the active participation in service, and this is a living sacrifice.
所以我们必须，如果你真的要侍奉神，因为你神的恩典很大，神的爱很大，他得到救恩，你必须要有一些行动，你的敬拜是通过你的行动来表示你的敬拜。
And indeed, God's sacrifice for us is great. He has saved us. And now as we want to worship Him, it is through our action that we prove and show our worship.
去传福音是侍奉的一种。
Going to share the gospel is one way of service.
去帮助弟兄姐妹也是侍奉的一种。
Going forth to help brothers and sisters is one way of
service. 使用神给你的恩赐去帮助其他的人也是一种。
Using the gift that God has given to you to help others is a type of service.
在马太福音里面，主耶稣有讲了一句话，他说：“当我饿了，你给我吃渴了，你给我喝。”他说：“当我做客旅，你却留住我；当我赤身露体的时候，你又给我穿。”那个人说：“主啊，你什么时候我做过这些事情？”在四十节，马太福音25:40，他说：“你如果坐在最小的神身上，你就坐在我身上。”
And Jesus in Matthew 25 speaks of how the people, the righteous, actually saw him hungry and fed him, saw him thirsty and gave him water, and saw him naked and clothed him. And the righteous will answer, Lord, when do we do all these things? In verse 40, the king answered them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me.
所以你看到吗？当我们要侍奉神的时候呢，你去帮助那些最有需要、最软弱、最小的、最看不没有人看见，你去做那件事情，你就坐在主耶稣身上。
So if we see somebody in need, a brother or sister that's in need, and you go and help that person, whatever you do to this person, you are doing to the Lord.
或许没有人看见，或许没有人知道，但是主知道。
Maybe nobody saw it, nobody knew about it, but God knows.
当没有人看见，没有人知道的时候，你去做，你是真的为主而做，不是做给人看。
When nobody knows about it or sees it and you still do it, then you are doing it for the Lord and not for people to see.
你做给人看，做能让别人看得见的呢，你很可能你是为他们做，但是当你没有人看见的时候，你去做，那才是真正的，你可以很有把握，你是为主而做，主必然知道。
When you do it because someone else is watching, then very likely you are doing it because you want someone else to see it. But if you are doing it while no one is seeing, then very likely you are doing this for God.
这个就是你真正的信心的表现。
And this is the true expression of your faith.
所以当你要敬拜吗？你就去服侍。我们当中有需要软弱的人，最小的，你去帮助他，服侍他，你就是坐在主耶稣身上。
So if you want to worship, then go and serve a fellow brother or sister in Christ, and when you see him or her in need, do something to help him or her, and you are doing it to the Lord.
所以其实在我们教会，我很少，我也很不喜欢叫弟兄姐妹做任何事情，因为你做，可能是因为我叫你做，你才做。像你对你没有好处。如果你真心诚意，出于真心，当没有人看见的时候去做呢，你是为主而做，主必然知道。
And therefore, in our church, I usually refrain from asking people to do things because I do not want anyone to do anything because of me. I would want you to volunteer and to want to do it because of God.
所以当你做的时候，是从心里面去做，而且是为主而做，不是别人叫你去做，也不是做给人看。
So that when you are doing it, you are doing it from your heart, and it is because you want to do it for the Lord rather than because somebody else asked you to do it or you're trying to show someone else.
所以我问你，请问你有没有在侍奉神？
So I want to ask you, are you serving God?
这边在新约里的敬拜呢，包括去服侍别人。
In the New Testament, worship includes serving others.
因为这是活祭，已经不是死的祭。
Because this is a living sacrifice, not a dead one.
所以我们这边这么多人，请问你用你怎么样敬拜神？你怎么样服侍？你有没有服侍呢？答案我不能够替你回答，只有你自己能够回答。
So there are so many of you seated here, and I want to ask you, how have you served? Have you been serving? And are you serving? And I cannot answer this question. You have to answer it yourself.
而且呢，神不但是给我们有这个机会来服侍他，神也给我们有不同的才干。
Not only does God give us opportunity to serve Him, He also gives us different talents to do so.
如果你打开马太福音25章14节看一看。
If you open your Bibles to Matthew 25 verse 14,
我们不会详细的解释，我们只是稍微提一提。
We will not go through this in detail, but just mention in passing.
因为这边讲到有一个人呢，他要到国外去呢，他把东西交给这些人，有些他给他五两，有些给他两两，有些给他一两。
And so there's a man going on a journey, and he called his servants, gave to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1.
所以他给的是不同 的这个恩赐。
So this refers to different talents or different gifts.
所以当他回来的时候，他说你用我给你的多少，你做了什么？
And by the, when he came back, he wanted to have them give an account of how much he gave them and what they actually did with it.
就好像今天主耶稣离开了到天上去，有一天他要回来，他给我们的恩赐，请问你怎么样用你神给你的恩赐？
It's like Jesus who has came and he has went to heaven. He has given us gifts and he will return again. When he returns again, he wants to know how we have used our gifts.
有些给他5000，有些给2000，有些给了1000。
Some 5,000, some 2,000, and some 1,000.
我们这边讲，有些给5000的，他给说神，你给5000，我给你，我做了这些2000的。那么有一些人说，我什么都没有做，我原装的还给你。
And to the one who gave 5 talents, that one earned another few talents, and the one who gave 2 talents also earned 2 talents more. But to the one who gave 1, he took the money and then he returned it to his master, not a single cent more or less.
所以神在圣经里面给我们看到，每一个人神都给我们恩赐，不管你的，有些人说我属灵的恩赐跟世界的才干怎么样分呢？其实我说根本就不用分。
Some people will ask, how do I discern between my spiritual gift and my earthly talents? But actually, I would say there is no such distinction.
为什么你要分呢？
Why do you want to distinguish?
你要分就是好像哦，我有属灵的恩赐是神给的，自然的恩赐是我的，我要怎么样都可以。其实自然的恩赐也是神给的，你的自然才干也是神，也是必须要用。所以不管是神给你属灵恩赐，也是自然才干，都是神的，都要被神所使用。
Is it because you want to distinguish it as a spiritual gift that is given by God, so that you will use that to serve God, but your own talents is self-acquired and you want to use it to your own means?No, even your natural talents are given by God and you are supposed to use everything to serve God.
所以我们不需要分别到底什么是属灵恩赐，什么是自然恩赐。
So we need not distinguish between the spiritual gift and the natural talent.
我们整个人都要侍奉神。
Our whole being must be serving God.
所以你请问你怎么样侍奉神？
So how are you serving God?
你有没有侍奉神？
Are you even serving God?
不管你在问候一个人，不管你是有没有去帮助一个人，请问你在生命中，在教会里面，你做了什么？
Whether you are actually doing good to someone else or showing concern for another, the question to you is, what have you been doing in church?
你在教会，你可能来了这个教会10年、5年、2年，不管多少，请问你做了什么？
Maybe you've been here for 10 years or 5 years or 2 years. What have you been doing?
你为主做什么？主已经为你舍命了，请问你为主做了什么？
What have you been doing for God, for the Lord who gave his life for you?
所以我们必须要常常记得为主做工来感恩。
So we need to be reminded to often be working for God in order to give thanks.
保罗在哥林多前书15章58节这么说，他说：所以亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常借力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面是 不是突然的。
1 Corinthians 15:58, Paul writes, Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
所以你看到吗？这些都是说我们要殷勤做工，有机会就做工。
So we need to be diligent in working.
所以神对我们的旨意是什么？我们每个人都要得救。
So God's will for our lives is everyone must be saved.
第二，我们必须要过圣洁的生活。
We must be sanctified.
第三呢，我们要殷勤读主的话，明白他的旨意。
We must study the scriptures diligently and understand God's will.
第四呢，我们要常常侍奉来感恩。
Fourth, we need to be serving in order to give thanks.
第五呢，我们要珍惜现在，珍惜目前，珍惜现在拥有的一切。
And fifth, we need to savor the present.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
当然在这个麦克阿瑟牧师里面，他在讲的时候呢，他没有用这些词汇，他说要常常感恩。
Of course, John MacArthur did not use these phrases, but he said we need to be saying thanks often.
但是我想要用这个是什么意思呢？
And I want to ask, what does that actually mean?
我要你趁着有机会的时候赶快去做。
I want you to grasp the opportunity while it's available to do the work.
不但是这样，你要享受在目前，在你前面所拥有的这一切。
And you want to enjoy what is in front of you right now.
而且呢，你要常常的感恩。
And you need to be often giving thanks.
如果你不感恩你怎么样？如果你不享受这一切，你怎么感恩
？If you do not enjoy these things, how do you give thanks？
如果你不享受这一切，你怎么样？喜乐
？If you are not enjoying these things, how do you be joyful？
所以我给你看几节经文，我把这几节经文联合在一起呢，我称它为你要珍惜现有，珍惜现在的一切。
So I want to show us a couple of verses which gives us this point that we need to savor the present.
因为在约翰九章四节，主耶稣说：“趁着白日，必须做那差我来者的工，因为黑夜到了，没有人能做工。”所以你现在趁着现在，赶快做你应该要有做的事情。
John 9:4, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work, so we need to make good use of the time right now and do what is right.
不但要珍惜目前所拥有的一切机会，
we do not just need to grasp the opportunity that we have right now.
而且你要常常感恩，在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:18说，凡事感恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里面向你所定的旨意。
We also need to be giving thanks in all situations, like 1 Thessalonians 5:18.Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
所以，请问，如果你不享受现在，不享受或者用这个时间，你怎么样感恩呢？
If you do not enjoy the current time and use the current time, how do you give thanks?
而且保罗说，他说在腓立比书4:4说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
And Paul wrote in Philippians 4:4, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
如果你不享受目前所怎么样喜乐呢？你一定要喜乐，是因为哎呀真好，你才能够感恩，然后你才能够在神面前这个享受这一切。
If you are not enjoying whatever that you have right now, how do you be joyful? How do you give thanks to God? You need to learn to enjoy what God has given to you.
而且这个享受基督徒，我们特别是亚洲人的基督徒，中国人基督徒不大敢享受这一件事情。我们要受苦，但是我们不敢讲享受。
And very often Asians or even especially Chinese,We do not want to talk about pleasure or enjoyment. We want to be suffering, and we cannot talk about enjoyment for God.
是的，如果神要我们受苦，我们就应该受苦。我们有受苦的心智，但是我们不要自己去找苦来受。
Of course, we need to be ready and be prepared to suffer if God should want us to suffer. But we do not go and look for suffering.
但是神的旨意是要我们享受他在这个提摩太前书6:17，他说。你们要嘱咐那些富足的人，不要自高，不要依靠无定的钱财，要依靠那什么厚赐百物给我们享受的神。你看到这位神是什么？厚赐百物给我们享受。
And 1 Timothy 6:17, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Can you see? God is the one who gives us all these things to enjoy. So God wants us to enjoy.
神创造宇宙万物是给我们享受。
God created the universe for our enjoyment.
但是我们要享受了之后懂得感恩。
But after we enjoy this, we must learn to give thanks.
我们要享受之后来献上感谢，而且赞美神。
And after we enjoy this thing, we must not just give thanks, but we also praise and worship God.
所以我们再去旅行的时候，我们去看山水，我们去看所有的景色。哇，神创造这么美丽，要从当中去感谢神，赞美神的伟大，赞美神的奇妙，赞美神的智慧。
So when we go on a tour, when we look at the scenery, we praise God for the beauty of His creation and His wisdom.
所以我们要去珍惜神所给我们的这一切。
So we need to treasure what God has given us.
为什么我要这样讲呢？
Why do I say this?
因为我看到很多弟兄姐妹一天过一天。
Because I see many brothers and sisters live day after day.
Project after project, 就是 deadline after deadline, 就是说我们很多工作要做，做了又做，做了又做，每天都是睡觉起来，起来做工作，工起来，吃完饭又睡觉，睡觉起来，每天都是这样循环。
And they go through the cycle of the day from project to project, from deadline to deadline, and they sleep, they eat, they go to work, and it's just a cycle repeating itself day after day.
我也知道很多做妈妈的 换尿布，换尿布，吃奶，吃完奶，你还是换尿布，尿布又吃奶，到底有什么乐趣呢？
And of course, to our stay-home moms, they would be feeding the child, and after that, changing the diaper, and then after that, feed the child and change the diaper, and feed the child and change the diaper. It's just on and on. What is the joy in this?
但是呢，很多时候呢，我看看我以前我的太太。 看孩子的时候呢，他不但是change diaper， 他要 check 里面 diaper 的里面的东西，它的颜色对不对，它的硬度对不对，它的味道对不对。And
I remember when my wife used to change diapers for the children, she was not just changing the diaper, but she was also inspecting what's inside, whether the color is right, whether the texture is right, etc.
是不是他太热呢？是不是喝不够水呢？这个颜色对了，哇，这个他看完那个 diaper， 看了这个尿布，可以，心满意足，感谢主。And
whether the child is having enough fluids, taking in enough food, and so after she looks at the diaper, she is able to give thanks because of the satisfaction.
弟兄姐妹，这个很重要。
Brothers and sisters, this
不管你在做什么, 你要感恩的心去做。
Whatever that you do, you must do with a heart of thanksgiving.
很多年前有一个人, 当然他这个是在天主教的时代, 有一个人叫做劳伦斯, 他劳伦斯, Lawrence, 他是说, 就算我洗碗, 我每天在洗碗的时候, 我就洗得干干净净, 而感谢神, 我所做的一切呢, 都是为神而做, 而且充满喜乐的去做。
And in the past, there was a man called Brother Lawrence. He was a Catholic, and he was washing dishes, and he wants to wash the dishes so clean in order to give thanks to God. And when he's doing it, he's full of joy in his heart. He's doing it for God.
所以不管你的工作是什么，你是为神去做，尽你的能力去做就够了。
So whatever is your vocation, you need to do it heartily for God.
所以你不是为人做，你是为神做。
You're not doing this for men, you're doing this for God.
你要珍惜你做那一份工。有的时候呢，你有没有注意到，有些人做工呢，他很专心的做，那个工作越难，他越心越开心，越投入。当他做得很辛苦的时候，但是他很，他 very challenging， 他被他的这个挑战。 喜欢上这个挑战，而且充满要去胜过这个挑战，结果他在一些学术界里面叫做 the flow 或者 the zone， 他越做越开心。
And there are some people when they approach their job, they're given a project or they're given a challenge, and the more challenging the project or the task, the more they would be involved and they take up the challenge. And of course, in academics, they call this entering the flow or entering the zone.
所以在这些呢，当你看到这个挑战，你在想我是怎么样胜过它，我怎么样来 manage， 我怎么样来管理它，我怎么样来付它，来征服它。 当你思想这些的时候呢，你越投入，你就为神做这一些事情，就不要被那个挑战所胜，而是我要想办法要胜过它。
And so a person like this would be very involved and wants to think of ways to solve the challenge rather than being bitten by the challenge. He is doing this for God and he wants to overcome the challenge.
所以当你在做这个的时候，你的目的是要敬拜神，你的目的是要荣耀神，你是要靠神的能力去胜过他。
And when you do this, your purpose is to worship God and to use the strength that He has given you to overcome the difficulties.
当你这样做的时候，你就会喜乐起来。
And when you do this, you will become more joyful.
当然生命中在工作上面有上起起伏伏，有时候你得胜，有时候你失败，但是不要失败，不要放弃，再起来，再胜过，不断的做到尝试，有一天你一定会胜过。
And of course, there will be some difficulties that you cannot overcome and you fail, but do not be bitten. You should stand up again and to go for a new challenge, and if you keep trying, there will be one day you will overcome.
所以不管你是在家里看顾孩子的妈妈，其实我在我的脸书上面有一个文章讲到，做妈妈在家里看孩子比做工更难。
And even if you are a stay-at-home mom, in fact, I have a post on my Facebook that says that being a stay-at-home mom is even more challenging than working outside.
你在外面做不做工不是拍拍屁股辞职就走，但是你不能够拍拍屁股，那个孩子是你的，不管他碰到什么困难，你都要办法解决他。
When you are working in the corporate world, if there is something that you really dislike or whatever, you can always just throw the letter and walk away. But if you are stay at home mom, you cannot throw the letter and walk away. The child is yours. You must overcome the difficulty.
所以以前呢，当我们孩子有问题的时候啊，我们还去装作医生，我还去买那个听筒，还去学习怎么听。我其实已经成为 expert 了，我们成为专家了。
And in the past, when my children were growing up, we even need to double up as a role of doctor. I brought the stethoscope in order to learn how to listen, and we are almost experts in this.
所以你看到我们尽一切所能就是要胜过。
We do what we can to overcome.
但是在这一切，我们珍惜神所给我们的一切。
But within all this, we want to treasure what God has given us.
神给我们多少，我们就珍惜多少；神给我们多，我们珍惜多少就少；神给我们苦难，我们也珍惜。
Whatever God has given us, if He has given us more or less, we will treasure. Even when He gives us sufferings, we treasure.
一切都是神所那里得到的。
All things we receive from the hand of God.
我们珍惜主所给我们的一切。
We treasure everything that God has given us.
神的旨意是什么呢？
What is God's will?
我们每一个人要得救。
We need to be saved.
我们要有过去圣洁的生活。
We must be sanctified.
我们要常常读经明白神的旨意。
We must study the scripture to know God's will.
我们要常常去侍奉，去帮助其他的人。
We need to be serving often to help others.
很多人说 I'm very depressed. 我们很辛苦。我告诉你，你感觉到很闷的时候，因为你没有去帮助看别人的需要，你全部只是看自己。你出去帮助别人的时候，你看到世界这么大，你看到哎呦，别人的困难比我更大，别人的问题比我更大，你就知道感恩，你就知道我们原来可以做更多。
And some people are depressed, and that's the reason is because they are too self-absorbed. They're always focusing on themselves. They do not go out to look for opportunity to help others. If you go around and you start helping others, you will start to see that many people are in worse off scenarios, and this will teach you.
当我们打开我们的心房的时候，当我们跟别人分享我们的问题的时候，发现，哎呀，你的问题比我更大。
And when we open up our hearts and we share with others our problems, and sometimes we find that, oh, you have a bigger problem than I.
而且，哦，原来你碰过这个问题啊，你可以不可以教我两招，这样可以胜过？
Or maybe you have met a problem like that before and you have solved it, so please teach me how.
或者你看到别人，哎呀，让我教你以前我碰到的问题。
Or you might be able to offer an advice or two on how you have solved problems like this.
这个就是教会，在教会里面有时候呢，我常常说这个教会其实就是 group therapy, 就是集体的这个辅导学。
And this is really the church, and I've often said that the church is like coming together for group therapy.
所以当我们在一起的时候，我们一起彼此鼓励，彼此勉励，彼此的相爱，这个就是我们主要我们的旨意。但是不但是这样，我们要珍惜每一天，珍惜每一个时候。
And so this is God's will that we should be loving one another and that we should be treasuring every moment.
弟兄姐妹，我们要珍惜我们有的，不要去珍惜我们没有的东西。
Brothers and sisters, treasure what you have, not what you do not have.
我们要珍惜现在，不要珍惜过去，也不要珍惜将来的事情。
We need to treasure the present, not the past nor the future.
让我们好好享受神给我们的这个时刻。
And let us enjoy the moment, the current moment that God has given us.
但是也不要享受过头，因为最后呢，你要知道这世界非我家。
But don't over enjoy until it becomes indulgence, because at the end you want to know that this world is not my home.
我们有一个方向。
We have a direction.
我们有一个 focus, 有一个焦点。
And we have a focal point.
为什么呢？因为主必再来。
Because the Lord is definitely coming again.
不管我怎么样珍惜现在，我总是有一些东西是我没有办法的，因为世界已经是这么罪恶，已经这么败坏。有一天，神要用他的权能来审判这个世界，甚至要毁灭这个世界。我知道，所以我才需要有盼望。如果我这个世界这么好，我就不用有盼望了。我不需要盼望，我这已经挺好的。
No matter how much I treasure the things currently or the current moment, we know that this world is sinful and is getting from bad to worse. And one day, the Lord is going to come again and He's going to wipe out everything in judgment and we want to have a hope in the future.
主必再来。
Christ will come again.
他已经在圣经里面已经告诉我们他必再来。
In the Bible, the Lord tells us that He will certainly come again.
主耶稣在他没有上十字架前，他说：“我去为你预备地方。我如果去，必然再来，回来见你。”约翰十四章三节。
John 14:3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself.
门徒在看主耶稣升天的时候，天使告诉他：“加利利们，你们在望天干什么？”他说：“他怎么样上天，他又怎么样下来。
”And when the men When the disciples watched Jesus ascended into heaven, the angel said to them, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
主必再来，我们必须要预备主的再来。
Christ will come again, we need to be prepared.
我们的生命要准备他的再来。
Our lives must be prepared for His coming.
我们不要太在意今天所拥有的一切。
We need not be too overly mindful of what we have today.
是的，今天我需要工作，我需要生活，我需要吃饭，我需要供应给我们家里的需要，但是这个不是永恒的。
Yes, today I need to work, I need to put food on the table, but this is not going to be eternal.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦四章十六节已经告诉我们，他说，主必亲自从天降临，必有呼叫的声音，天使长的声音，有神的号筒，那么基督在死里的也必然复活。
1 Thessalonians 4:16, Paul writes that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel and the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
雅各书，我们已经在读雅各书，他说，主的日子近了，而且神就在门口。
James 5:8, which we are studying through, Be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
彼得也是这么警告我，主必像贼来到的时间，就是完全不知道的时候，他突然间出现。那日必有大响声，有必要废去，有行事的要被火烧破，地上和所有都要烧尽。
2 Peter 3:10 warns us that the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burnt up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是我们的 world view， 这个是我们的世界观，世界就是这样的结束。请问，如果世界是这样的结束，你怎么样过你今天的生活？
And this is our world view, brothers and sisters, that the world will end like this. And if the world shall indeed end like this, how are we living our lives today?
你一定要得救。
You must be saved.
你一定要过一个圣洁生活，因为神必然审判。
You must be sanctified because God will judge.
你必须要侍奉。
You need to serve.
你要好好读圣经。
You must study your Bible.
你要好好的 在神面前珍惜你所拥有的一切。
And you need to savor the present that God has given you in right now.
因为就算你今天在享受这一刹那的时候呢，你的享受都是荣耀神的享受。
And even as you enjoy and treasure the current moment, you must remember to do this for God.
因为有一个焦点，因为主必再来，请问你预备好主再来没？
Because there is a focal point, there is the second coming of Christ, and you want to know if you have been properly prepared.
因为他来的时候是没有迹象，什么时候出现我们完全不知道。
Because when he comes,The second time, it shall be without signs, and nobody knows when.
我们跟世界的人不同的地方就在这里，因为我们知道主必再来，他必审判。请问我们准备好了没有？
That's what we are different from the world. We know that Christ shall come again, and He will judge the world. Are we ready?
所以，请问你知道神的对我们的旨意是什么吗？
So do you know God's will for our lives?
他要我们得救。
He wants us to be saved.
他要我们圣洁。
He wants us to be sanctified.
他要我们读经。
He wants us to study the scripture.
他要我们侍奉。
To serve.
他要我们珍惜现在。
He wants us to savor the present.
要我们预备主的再来。
And he wants us to prepare for the second coming of Christ.
请问你预备好了没？
Are you prepared?
请问这个是不是你的世界观？
Is this your world view?
所以弟兄姐妹，不要忙忙碌碌，不要Go about mindlessly, 根本不知道要做什么，每天就一天又过一天，一天又过一天，明天又是这样。请问你的生命到底是什么价值？你到底朝哪一个方向去？
So brothers and sisters, do not go about the business of life without mindlessly. So you need to know what is the value of all these things.
所以我们要喜乐，同时我们要有盼望，主必再来。
We must be joyful, and at the same time, we must have the hope that Christ shall come again.
让我们一起彼此努力，彼此鼓励，彼此在神里面彼此的勉励，等候主的再来。
Let us encourage one another, exhort one another as we wait for the Lord's second coming.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word.We thank you that you have clearly revealed to us your will in your word, that there is nowhere else we need to find your will, because it's clearly written down. Help us, Lord, that we will study your word diligently and obey your word and serve one another in so worshipping you.